All right, let's dive into a Supreme Court case today. It really gets you thinking about how kids are treated in the legal system. It all comes down to this. Do kids get the same Miranda rights as adults?
Yeah, that's the big question here. And this case really pushed the boundaries of how we think about those rights, especially when it comes to police questioning.
Okay, so this case is about a 13-year-old.
Right.
JDB gets pulled out of class, 7th grade.
Yeah.
By a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't just a quick chat. This is a long interview, like almost 45 minutes.
Wow.
About some break-ins that happened in the neighborhood. And get this, he wasn't read his Miranda rights. He couldn't call his grandmother. And they didn't even tell him he could leave.
It's a situation that raises a lot of questions. Like when you think about the power dynamics, you have this young teen in a room with police officers, school officials too. It really highlights how easily someone could be coerced. Or maybe there were misunderstandings.
And it's not like this was his first time dealing with the police either. They'd already questioned him a few days before. Plus, you've got the assistant principal there, urging him to do the right thing. What do you think? How does a 13-year-old even process that? That kind of pressure?
That's a really good point. And that's why this case went all the way to the Supreme Court. They had to figure out, does a child's age even matter? When we're deciding if they are in custody, like for Miranda purposes. You see, before this case, it was pretty straightforward. It was objective. Same rules for everyone. Didn't matter who you were.
Okay, so back up for a sec. Walk me through this whole Miranda thing. I know it's about your rights if you get arrested, but what's the logic behind it? Why is it so important?
Well, imagine you're in a situation where you feel trapped, like you have to cooperate. That's what Miranda is designed to prevent. It's all about making sure you know your rights. You have the right to remain silent, the right to a lawyer, and it reminds you that anything you say can be used against you. It really helps to level the playing field, especially when you're dealing with law enforcement.
So the court had to figure out, basically, would a 13-year-old in JDB's position even understand those rights, let alone feel like they could actually use them? That's a lot to think about.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where the majority opinion gets really interesting. It was written by Justice Sotomayor, and she argues that a child's age is more than a chronological fact.
Okay, I love that phrase.
Yeah.
But what does it actually mean?
Well, she's saying that kids, just by being kids, are more vulnerable. They're more susceptible to pressure, especially from authority figures.
Right.
They might not fully grasp the implications of what they're doing or saying, or understand how to stand up for their rights, even if they've heard the Miranda warning.
So even if the officers had read JDB his rights, he might not have really understood what they meant or felt okay with saying, you know, I want a lawyer.
Exactly. And Justice Sotomayor has some powerful examples to back this up. She talks about how kids are less mature, less responsible, generally, and how they just don't have the experience to make good decisions in situations that are really stressful. Plus, they're way more sensitive to pressure from others.
It makes you think about that assistant principal telling him to do the right thing. An adult might see that as harmless advice, but to a scared kid who's being questioned by the police, it could sound like an order, something they can't disobey.
Right. It's about recognizing that. A child's perception of what's happening can be totally different from an adult's. And Justice Sotomayor argues that ignoring that difference would be a big problem for the justice system.
It seems like the court was really struggling with this. How to balance clear legal rules with, like, the reality of what it means to be a kid.
Exactly. And this tension is a big part of what the dissent is arguing, too. They were worried about creating a slippery slope. Like, by saying that age matters in Miranda cases, it could lead to a lot of problems and inconsistencies.
Okay, so let's get into this dissenting opinion. Who wrote it, and what were they worried about?
It was Justice Alito. And, yeah, they were mainly concerned about this slippery slope idea. They said if we start factoring age into Miranda custody analysis, it could just lead to all these complications and inconsistencies.
Like what kind of complications? Give me an example.
Well, they said age is just one of many things that could make someone more vulnerable to police pressure. So if we consider age, where's the line? What about mental health, language barriers, or even just like someone's personality?
I see what they're saying. Yeah, it could get really messy trying to account for every single thing about a person.
Exactly. Justice Alito's point was that it's better to stick with the objective standard, even if it's not perfect. At least it keeps the law clear and predictable for the police and for the courts.
So they thought adding age to the mix would just make everything way too complicated.
Yeah.
And unpredictable.
Right. Plus, they pointed out that there are already safeguards in place, like the due process voluntariness test, which looks at whether a confession was actually voluntary.
Okay, hold on. Break that down for me. What is this due process voluntariness test, and how does it apply here?
Basically, it means looking at the whole picture of how the confession happened. Like, how long was the interrogation? What were the conditions like? The suspect's age and mental state? Were there any threats or promises made? That sort of thing. And the dissent argued that this test is already enough to protect the rights of kids, even without bringing age into the Miranda analysis specifically.
So they're saying there are already ways to deal with potential coercion, no matter how old the suspect is.
Exactly. They felt like the existing legal framework was strong enough to handle those subtle differences.
So we've got these two sides. The majority focused on how vulnerable kids are, and the dissent worried about keeping the law clear and objective. What happened next? Did the court's decision actually change anything, like for the police out in the field or for the courts?
Oh, definitely. It added a whole new layer of complexity. Like, police officers now have to be a lot more careful when they're dealing with someone who's clearly a minor. They can't just assume that a 13-year-old understands their rights the same way an adult would.
Does that mean they need to be, like, child psychology experts now?
Not exactly. It's more about using common sense and realizing that a kid's age can really affect how they see a situation and whether they feel like they can stand up to themselves. It's about being sensitive to the power dynamic when you're questioning a young person.
And what about the courts? How has this decision changed the way they handle Miranda cases that involve juveniles?
Well, it's given them another factor to consider. When it's a kid, they can't just focus on the objective facts of the interrogation. They have to think about the child's age and how a typical kid might have seen those circumstances. It's about taking a broader view, understanding that a kid's development can really affect how well they understand their legal rights and how the legal process works.
It sounds like this case has had a big impact. It's making everyone think more carefully about how we deal with young people in the justice system.
For sure. It's led to a lot of debate about how to balance the rights of young people with the need for clear guidelines for law enforcement. It's a tough issue. There are no easy answers. But this case definitely got the conversation going.
And it makes you think, you know, could this ruling lead to considering other personal factors in Miranda cases?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about age, what else could come up?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But the court was pretty clear that this ruling is just about age, but yeah. It's hard not to see how it could affect other vulnerabilities, too.
Right.
Like, if we're saying that a child's development affects whether they understand their rights, what about other things that could make someone more susceptible to pressure during questioning, I mean?
Like mental health issues.
Yeah.
Or someone with a learning disability.
Yeah, exactly. Or someone doesn't speak English very well. Or they've experienced some kind of trauma. There are so many things that could affect whether someone truly understands their rights and knows how to handle a police interrogation.
So has this case changed things in that way?
Yeah.
Are courts starting to look at those other factors now?
It's kind of tricky. It's a bit of a gray area. The JDB case definitely got people talking. There's been a lot of debate in legal circles. Mm-hmm. Some people say it sets a precedent for considering a wider range of vulnerabilities. But others say, no, it should only be about age.
Sounds like a real legal battle, protecting individual rights versus making sure the law is clear and consistent.
That's it in a nutshell. Mm. And it's not an easy problem to solve. But this case has definitely forced us to look at some hard truths about how we treat people who are vulnerable in the justice system.
So just to recap, the Supreme Court said age does matter when it comes to Miranda rights, at least for juveniles. They acknowledge that kids aren't just little adults, and that how developed they are can affect how well they understand their legal rights.
Right. And that decision has made a difference. It's made the police and the courts more aware of how they need to interact with young suspects.
But it's also left us with some big questions about what other personal factors should be considered. And that's a conversation that needs to keep going.
Absolutely. We can't stop asking those tough questions. We have to keep working towards a justice system that's fair for everyone.
Well, this has been a lot to think about. Thanks for breaking it all down for us. If age matters when it comes to Miranda rights, what else should we be taking into account? It's a complicated issue, but as always, it's worth talking about. Keep diving deep, everyone.